Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680 with Christian Arroyo, and nice to have you up here. Of course, the last time I talked to you, it was in Scottsdale, and I said, you know, we're going to see you up here at some point.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't think I necessarily expected to be this early, but, you know, here we are, so.
All right. Well, very good. I know there's a little bit of a story on getting called up. I know they always mess around with people, and I'd love for the fans to hear your story.
Well, I got a call in the morning from our manager at about 8 or 9. It actually woke me up. I was sleeping. And I actually missed the call. Then went back to sleep. Got another call from another Oregon number. Ended up being Brundy. Calls me and says, hey, coming to the ballpark. Got some early work for you at 1:30. So showed up to the field about 1:15. Brundy brings me into his office and says, hey, let's go talk a little baseball. So I'm in there with our manager, Andy Skills, our hitting rover, and Damon Miner, our hitting coach. And, you know, they're talking to me about my approach, what I've been doing well, kind of what I've been doing that's been consistent and with my routine. And then, you know, Brandy was telling me a couple things to, you know, to clean up still, because obviously younger players still developing. So, you know, he's telling me a little bit about base running and some defensive things. And he says, so, you know, you're playing third tonight. You're going to go take some ground balls at third. I said, okay, that's fine. And as I'm walking out of his office, he says to me, but you're not going to be playing third in Sacramento. I didn't really understand what he was saying at first. And then he says, you're going to be playing third base in San Francisco. Congratulations. And, you know, that was kind of it. So it was a crazy story. I didn't really believe him. I told him to stop messing with me. And then, you know, I eventually kind of understood what was going on, and then I called my mom, and she started bawling her eyes out. Yeah,
yeah. It's a great story, and I know whenever people do get called up, they love to bring them in and tell them something like that. So, but you had a roommate. What about your roommate? What did you tell him?
Yeah, so I was living with Beatty. He was starting that day, actually. And I remember... I walked into the house because I had to change because I was wearing like sweatpants up to the field, so I wanted to put some jeans on or something to wear up here. And then I remember I was getting changed and I walked up and I said, hey, Beat, are you starting today? And he said, yeah. I said, all right, man. I said, good luck. I won't be behind you today. and he instantly knew exactly what had happened. And he kind of just, you know, he was just kind of excited for me and just came up to me, gave me a big hug, and then his fiance Allie was there too, and she was, you know, she was congratulating me, and it was a good moment. It was fun.
Great story. Christian Arroyo always has a good story. You always tell me a good story in all the years I've known you. So you get up here, and of course, you know, you get up here after hitting like 480 mm-hmm. in Sacramento. I mean, you know, it's not 380.
Yeah.
It's not even 280.
Yeah.
It's 480. How do you explain it?
I was just seeing the ball well, and we put on some good fields that, you know, I had some ground balls up the middle that were fortunate enough to get through the holes, and, you know, it was fun. It was fun. I just tried to stay consistent, stay with my game, and play the way I know how to play, and that's the hard way. So, you know, I was seeing it well, and I was feeling relaxed, and I was comfortable in the box, but, you know, I just try to get out there every day and just execute my routine and, you know, make sure I was ready for that game.
Well, it's a great story. It's the beginning of what's going to be a terrific career. We know that. So you get up here. It's nice to be in Sacramento. You can drive down. That's easy enough. What does Boach say to you? What does Bruce Boach tell you when you get here?
You know, he brought me into his office, told me congratulations. Bobby was in there as well. I signed my contract, and he just said basically congratulations. You know, it's time to come here and win some ball games. So, you know, after that, it was pretty simple, but it was understood of what was expected of me, just to come here and help the team win. You know, and that's what the big league level is all about. It's all about winning.
That's right. Yeah.
So,
well, you have a good first game, first at bat. You know, a runner on second, and you know, I grew up playing little ball. You know, I know runner on second, nobody out. You better get the guy over. So here you are. Here's your situation. What happened?
You know, it was early in the game. So for certain guys, obviously early in the game, that's an RBI situation. For me, being my first game, I really just wanted to get up there and move a guy over and try to make something happen. So, yeah, I got a pitch over the plate that I thought I could handle that way, and a little tough for me at first because I was anxious, wanted to get that first hit out of the way. Yeah.
Right. Thanks, Chris. Christian Arroyo, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Marty. Thanks for having me.
All right. More coming up on KBR 680, the sports leader.